working. Hello. Thank you. It's Thursday. I'm so happy to be here. It's Thursday. I don't want to brag, but I did make you a really rad mixtape this week. It's sort of last minute. I was going to do that thing I always do, or I tend to do really often, where I say, oh, I was really busy, and this week was wacky. I didn't get to put a show together, and then I just play whatever. I was really close to doing that. And last night, I don't know what happened, but something went off in my head, and I said, no, darn it. I don't care how tired and busy and so-and-so I've been. I'm gonna have a theme this week. I had one last week, didn't I? What was it? Oh my gosh. Can I already not remember? Maybe I didn't have one. Ay, geez. Okay. Well, anyway, I was determined to have one this week. But I was really tired last night. You know, I'm not gonna lie. And I knew I would have absolutely no time today. So I said, what is the theme that I could do with my eyes closed and my ears broken or whatever? And the theme is the lady show. It's all lady artists. Now, sometimes I get really particular about this. I don't think I've done this show before, but I've made a mixtape. It was a really great mixtape I made for someone, and it was all lady artists, but more specifically, like, if I had a band, everyone in the band had to be women, you know, not just the vocalist or the bass player or whatever. So there was one exception to that, and that was a Nina Hagen song I put on because her band wasn't all ladies, but it was Nina Hagen, so I had to. Anyway, I'm really geeking out now, but the point is that this show is not going to be that specific. Like, hey, maybe I'm going to play Madonna or something. I don't know who the hell's in her band at any given moment. Or any of that, but, you know, I just feel like playing Madonna or something, as an example. So that's the show for this evening, and I feel like a chatty Kathy. I don't want to just talk the whole time. I'm going to play music for you, because I'm glad you're here listening and hanging out with me. So I'm going to start off with one of my all-time favorite bands, and they do happen to be all ladies, so funny, I was just talking about that, but they're a band called Malaria with an exclamation point. I'm sure I've played them before on the show. Maybe I even went off about how they're the greatest band ever or something. I probably did, but I'm going to do it again. Like, if I could be in a band, like, oh, the dream band I could be in, like, yeah, obviously I'd want to be in the Slits or the Raincoats or any number of amazing, amazing bands, but Malaria is the one. They are my dream girls. So this is a song by them I'm going to play. And then I'm going to play a bunch more stuff. And you should call me. Kill Radio, 213-252-0998. Call me up and we'll talk about ladies and music. It'll be amazing. Thank you.
Meine Hände, meine Arme, meine Beine, meine cried for so long. I wanted you to stay.
sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Hey. I'm still here, and I'm glad that you are, too. I entered the dark side for a little bit there. Let's see, what did we listen to? That was Throbbing Gristle. Throbbing Gristle, Nina Simone. Was that right before that? It's already a blur. The Amanda Galas, Danielle Dax, Exmal Deutschland, maybe one or two other songs? I don't know. But let me send a big thank you to who else? Obviously, my baby daddy, Adrian, because he's like probably the person that I nerd out about music with the most, just because he's probably nerdier than I am about it. He's a little snootier, that's for sure. But he knows a lot, and it's fun, you know, it's fun to get our geek on together. So obviously, I'm a little scatterbrained sometimes, and so when I put my list together, my records and stuff, there were some things that I totally forgot. Like, I know I can't fit every lady artist that I love into 2 hours. That's just not going to happen. But I can't do a show like that without playing Diamanda Galas. Nina Simone? Come on. Do I even like music? What's that about? So anyway, Daddy set me up with, he emailed me some stuff that I had forgotten because I was being nuts. So thanks, Dad. And I'm sorry to say he's not going to like this one bit because he's the person that makes sure I eat dinner and stuff like that. But I had such a long, crazy day. It tends to be the way my Thursdays go. Two job action Thursdays, and then like I literally drove from, I don't know, by the airport, LAX, whatever that, maybe it was Culver City where I was, I don't really know, all that stuff blends together, but anyway, I came all the way from there back to where I am now at Kill Radio, and I made it just in the nick of time, and I realized I was super hungry. So rather than go to Jollibee, I don't know if I made the right choice. I'm going to say I did, but I went to the Circle K market across the street, and I got me a Steel Reserve and some cashews. So that's what's happening for dinner. Sorry, Dad. It's really good so far. And, you know, it's been a long day. I don't normally drink Steel Reserve. It seems like I do, I guess, if you listen to the show. I think I've had it quite a few times while doing the show, but that's just coincidence. But it's definitely one of those kind of days. Yes. Thank you for listening to the girl show, lady, woman. What do I want to play next? Did I plan this out? Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was talking about Adrian, who helped me out with this, and being thankful for him and all that. So I'm going to play a song for him because Daddy loves him, some Brenda and the Tabulations. So that's what I'm going to play. And I have to say that I'm looking forward to a day when he is my special guest DJ on the show. I think that's going to be super fun. It might be metal. What else? I don't know. He likes all kinds of music, but I feel like Daddy could get into doing a metal playlist and he would have fun with that. So whatever he wants to do is what we're going to do whenever he's my guest on the show. And then I don't know who will be listening. He's my number one listener. So let's hope a lot of other people represent on that day. I'm going to play a song for you, Daddy. Here we go.
You don't see the tears fall from my eyes with the Such a pretty pair, and that you would never leave. But you gave away the things you love, and one of them was me. I had some dreams, there were clouds in my coffee, clouds in my coffee, and you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
With that one, huh? Superstar. Yay, Carpenters. How does she sing like that? You know what I mean? That's what I feel like every time I listen to Carpenters. It's just so beautiful. Her voice, it's superhuman, I think. Karen Carpenter was such a superstar. Okay, so that song's great, and it made me feel mushy. And then I thought of this story I could tell you. Today, like I said, I worked a lot, and at job number one, you know, I work at a drop-in center for homeless youth, and you get to know these kids is not the right word, because most of them, I mean, they're like between the ages 18 and 24 primarily. People, you get to know these people, and I've only worked there less than 2 months actually, but I just love it, and I've really become attached to some of the clients, because that's what happens. It's like working with kids, or I don't know, anywhere where you're not supposed to have favorites, but of course you do, because that's how life is. So one of my favorite clients is actually older. She's 25, so she's sort of aged out of the program, but she still receives some services. And she comes in, and she's like tough as nails, and she's real sassy, but she's one of those people that can dish it out and she can take it, you know, and I totally respect that. And I just think she's hilarious, and even when she maybe is talking shit to other clients and she shouldn't be starting trouble, she's usually kind of right about whatever she's talking shit about. So that's kind of funny. I mean, I would never say that at work, like, oh yeah, well, she's got a point, you know, but I don't know. The point is, I really like this client. And today she was telling me that she's going to be going. Her plan was to go back home to her family, which is not in LA. It's kind of far. She's going to go back to her family today, get on the Greyhound and go. And, you know, maybe come back eventually, maybe never come back. And I felt really sad a little bit, but I had to, you know, not show it and just be like super supportive. And obviously it would be great if she went back to her family and you know, got her life together, because here she's homeless, she sleeps on the street, she's has ups and downs with drugs, and she, you know, among other things, and it would be ideal for her to be with her family. But I also okay, so I worry about her because of the way she's living her life right now, but she's so tough and awesome that I feel like I don't really have to worry about her, because I know she's going to be okay. Like, I feel it in my guts, and that makes me really happy. So yeah, I don't know why I just felt like telling that story, but it's one of those things, you know, you work with people, and obviously where I am, I want them to go and never come back, and to get their lives together. That's the dream. So I shouldn't be sad when that happens, or if it happens. I wish it happened more often, really. Then I could get used to it happening all the time. And maybe I wouldn't get attached to people. But I think she's great. Oh, and as a side note, she has an amazing voice. She's a transgender woman, but she doesn't like affect a feminine voice at all. And I don't think she's been on hormones long enough to have had her voice really change. So her voice is really deep and it's so cool. That's how I wish I sounded. So in honor of her voice and her magical spirit, I'm going to play some Marlena Dietrich. And that's the end of my story. You should call me up and make a request. 213-252-0998. Yay, Kill Radio.
What am I to do? I can't help it. Love's always been my game. Play it how I may. I was made that way. I can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame, and if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted. What am I to do? I can't help it.
Okay, I think I'm having problems here with the station not streaming, so I'm going to try to figure this out, because I'm pretty sure this isn't working right now. Let's see what I can do.